Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
Seattle Seawolves. Two-time champ. But unfortunately, Tommy, that was 5 years ago. They have had success since then. I consider a full stadium and playoff appearances success.
For right? sure.
In a league with the Dallas Jackals, you know, doing the latter. But, Tommy, can the Seattle Seawolves be the first team to win 3 MLR titles? And is that a dynasty?
I mean, sure, they can be the first. And, yeah, I think it would be a dynasty. I mean,
is 3-7 a dynasty? A big
number. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And they got a legit shot.
Right. They got a legit shot. I like Chance Lindowski.
Wingluski.
He's a prop.
They got a chance.
They signed the prop, and he's a really solid player.
Dreadlock Mafia.
Yeah, exactly. And,
Taufete? Yeah. Dude, this is a try machine.
Big Joe.
Dude, they've got, I mean, Ali Khalifi. So what I like about them, you know, Seattle, compare them to the other big baller on the West in San Diego, who are stacked in the backs. Seattle is doing it up front.
Yep.
And that's, for me, that's what makes a team go further, too. They're just stacked up front. These guys, they're going to grind. And they're going to be so solid in the forward pack that gives them an edge.
Yeah.
They hunt as a pack, the Seawolves.
They do hunt.
They do.
That dog, wolf will hunt. That wolf will.
The wolf pack, the Seawolf pack. But the only issue is the West is so stacked.
It is. It's a hard road, right? Only 4 are going to make it. They're going to play each other more.
Look out for Kata Pryor. The guys, like, again, talk about... I mean, I know a lot of these guys that were name-dropping, a little long in the tooth, but, I mean, that guy can still ball out.
I'd rather be name-dropping than tooth-dropping.
Yeah.
It's too early for dentures.
Right.
But, Johnny, it sounds like Seattle's head coach, I believe, in Alan Clark, Irishman, I think he's going into year 3. That's got to mean some continuity.
Yeah, and honestly, where the continuity is extremely important, the fan base that they've established is huge.
The seawall.
They're all around it, and so they have some consistency. They have the forward pack up front, but they've rounded it out with a deep back line, right? I mean, just like in the fly half position, you have a currently like one of the legends of MLR and Sam Windsor. Right, long time. Mac Mason coming in at the fly half position as well. Tavita Lopetti.
Young Eagle.
For the size, right? Punches above his weight. And then they bring in Tavita Kurandrani.
Yeah, that's a lot of talent. That's a team that's going to probably win a lot of games and make the playoffs.
And don't sleep on Tony Pulu. I mean, nobody... probably ever did, but like he's a sneaky player. I loved watching him for the Chiefs. Tony Pulu coming in.
Do you think he came down in salary to come here? Do you think when guys go super to MLR, they're coming down in salary?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. But it's the, you know, if you can get set up in a place like Seattle, that's one of the, you know, great cities in the world to end up in.
Yeah.
Right? It's beautiful city. And
you've got mail.
You have mail. You might have mail. Check your P.O. box.
Shout out to a Seattle super fan, guy named Matt Courtright, who runs the Seawall podcast. He's like, you know, he's just into it, Tommy. He's into it on all fronts. And... He he bleeds green and navy blue and maybe a bit of white. Is that their color?
Some gray, like some silver in there. I don't know.
Let's see Broccoli Man.
Oh my God. Again. How could I forget Broccoli Man?
It's been a couple of years, right?
It has. I interviewed him summer of 21. Wow. That's coming up on 3 years ago. But
I mean, so what does having such a passionate fan base give to the team?
I think players want to win for their own reasons. But, I mean, looking back at a crowd that's going apeshit, you know, I think there's a little extra something there.
There's extra juice?
You get that a little adrenaline rush, and that always helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in life, you know, wants to, like, be living for something that is bigger than just themselves, right? We, you know, provide for family, generations, like, we work for what? A higher purpose. We believe in whatever we believe in because it's something more than ourselves. So if you're playing for a community that's bought in completely, it drives you.
You're not going to win without internal validation, but a little external validation doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
So
that's a feather in the cap if the sea wolf wears do they wear caps?
Yeah.
Or did I say validation or motivation? I meant internal motivation versus external motivation.
For validation?
I meant motivation.
I will validate you, Tom, and you are valid.
Thank you.
The only thing I'm validating is your fucking parking.
Oh,
that's good. Keep bad. Keep it in.
Let's end on that note. There you go.
There you go.
Long in the tooth.
You're not gonna win without internal validation, but a little external validation doesn't hurt.
Extra something there.
There's extra juice.
You get that a little adrenaline rush, and that always helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be name dropping than tooth dropping.
Yeah.
It's too early for dentures.
Right. If you can get set up in a place like Seattle,
I like Chance Lindowski.
Wingluski.
Is it probably?
They got a chance. He bleeds green and navy blue and maybe a bit of white.
Know your role.